Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
August Brigade Fall Tadash, the controversy around the new National Maternity Hospital continues to rumble on. Yesterday, Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly told This Week that he would be engaging with the Religious Sisters of Charity and the St. Vincent's Healthcare Group, and that the HSE were pouring the legals to make sure the full independence of the maternity hospital. I'm joined now by David Quinn, who's a columnist with the Sunday Times and director of the Iona Institute, and also by Senator Annie Hoey of Labour, who's on the Eireachtas Health Committee. You're both very welcome to the programme. There has been some confusion over the last number of days around the transfer or the sale of lands at this site. Now, I might come to you first of all, David, because on this programme on Friday, a spokesperson for the sisters said they had never been approached to buy the land and that they had removed themselves from the St. Vincent's Healthcare Group. Do you know if that is the case or not?
Well, the short answer is no. I mean, I heard Kieran Mulvey this morning, who, of course, came up with the agreement between the existing National Maternity Hospital and its board and the one at St. Vincent's, and he said on Clare Byrne that the ownership of the land on which the hospital will be built is not a matter, I'm just quoting him here, not a matter for the nuns anymore, because the land is under St. Vincent's holding. And then in the Irish Times, we say that the Religious Sisters have not yet handed over the land to St. Vincent's. So I think what has to happen is somebody from St. Vincent's Holdings needs to appear somewhere in public and explain exactly what the situation is at present with regard to the ownership and clear up the confusion.
St. Vincent's Holding Group, isn't that the new corporate entity that's set up by the sisters to make all of this happen, no?
Yes, basically, and the land either has been or will be handed over to this particular group, as, by the way, for the entire campus, mm-hmm. with all the other sort of, you know, previous hospitals, St. Vincent's University Hospital and the private hospital as well.
So the Sisters of Charity, so the Sisters of Charity could find out from the new corporate entity if a sale, request for sale was made of them or not, surely?
You'd imagine so, but you see, I think that the nuns have very little to do with this now, and they're actually not particularly the people to be answering this question, because if Kieran Mulvey is correct, then the St. Vincent's Holdings is who we need to hear from, and, you know, perhaps they can, you know, once and for all clarify who actually owns the land on which this new hospital will finally be built. If it is built.
Yeah, stay with me, David. I'll come back to you in just a second. Annie Hoey, you're on the Eireachtas Committee. I mean, who do you want to hear from? And given that this is going to cost 800 million euro of taxpayers' money, who does the committee want to hear from? And what questions do you want answered at this stage?
Well, I think, just following on from what David has said, we need clarity on this. And what we've requested in the Labour Party and FOI is that all correspondence pertaining to this are FOI'd, so that we can actually have a proper paper trail as to who requested what off whom. Because I think that before, you know, whoever comes into the committee or whatever, there has to be a paper trail as to whether or not someone wrote and asked could they purchase this land. And I think what's happened over the past few days is there's leaks of things coming out, and someone saying, you know, government saying this happened, someone else saying the other didn't happen. And what people really want is clarity. And certainly those of us on the Health Committee will be seeking clarity. But a first step in that clarity is to get that documentation, that paper trail released, which is what we have requested.
Mm-hmm. I think Minister Stephen Donnelly was saying this afternoon that his preference and the government's preference would be to own the land. But I think he said that the legal advice he has got is that through the contract, if that weren't happening through the contract, they could ensure the independence of the hospital. Now, do you think the building of the new maternity hospital should proceed on that basis?
I mean, we would be very concerned about the state not owning the land. You know, unless the hospital is built on state-owned land, I think concerns would remain that the Catholic religious ethos would hold influence over healthcare in that hospital and what they'll offer to women. And we think it's very, very important that the new maternity hospital should have, you know, a secular charter, unfettered of any religious doctrine. And we would be concerned that unless it was fully state-owned, fully publicly owned, and as you said, it's 800 million, that is a lot of money for something that is not going to be 100% state-owned. And I think the outcry over the past couple of days would say very clearly to me and certainly people that I've engaged with that people want this to be state-owned. They want women's healthcare and reproductive healthcare in a state-owned hospital on state-owned land, and that is very, very important.
A number of people, David, have asked in the last number of days, why did the Sisters of Charity not simply transfer the land, as they said they would do, if I'm not mistaken? They gave an undertaking when this blew up as a controversy a couple of years ago. They said they would transfer the land to the people of Ireland for a nominal fee of €1 or something. Why did that never happen?
Well, you see, I suspect, and I'm only speculating here, that the people who run St. Vincent's, which is basically the St. Vincent's Healthcare Group, and then it's a holding company, St. Vincent's Holdings above that, I suspect they didn't want that to happen. I suspect they think, you know, you've got a campus there, you've got the two St. Vincent's hospitals, the public and private, on that campus, and they just think it makes sense that the land on which the maternity hospital will be built should also be owned as part of that campus. So I'd say that is probably the reasoning, and I would say that even if the nuns wanted to do that, probably you had people at St. Vincent saying, no, don't do that, it makes sense that all the land on the campus be owned fully by the St. Vincent's holding company. So I mean, again, I'm only speculating, mm-hmm. but I would say that's what's happening. My own view, by the way, is that I think it would have been better if St. Vincent's had nothing to do with this. I think St. Vincent's, that is the public and private hospital, should have remained Catholic ethos places. And I think that the National Maternity Hospital should be built elsewhere. I see Patsy McGarry was quoted today in the Irish Times by Dr. Jimmy Sheen, who's the founder of Blackrock and Galway Clinic. And he was saying in the Irish Times, quoting Patsy McGarry, that possibly, and I'm not saying this to be tongue-in-cheek, could have bought some of the land at RTE, which RTE was selling, and build the land there because they're still very close to St. Vincent's and they could have had this relationship. But I think personally that the Sisters of Charity should have continued St. Vincent's as a Catholic ethos hospital because it's not that anymore. And in fact, there's a letter from McCann Fitzgerald last year to St. Vincent's Holdings saying and confirming that church law or canon law has no bearing anymore on the governance of St. Vincent's.
But I wonder would, look, we're not going to get into speculation on that. Because what we do know as well is that the state, we're told, did try to buy this land, but it, for whatever reason, it didn't go through, it failed, and they're going to try again quite soon. I wonder why that could be. Why did it fail? I mean, is it simply that it was a complex sale? Maybe there were certain obligations secured against, or debts secured against the land as well, that it wasn't a simple buy-off.
Well, you see, that's why we need to hear from the people from St. Vincent's Holdings. I mean, at present, the members are James Menton, who's the chair of the St. Vincent's Healthcare Group, and a lady called Sharon McCabe, who's a director of St. Vincent's Healthcare Group. So possibly they're the people who should be telling us exactly what's going on and what's happened as regards, you know, offers of sale and all that kind of thing. But certainly we need 100% clarity as to what's going on.
Can I ask you, Annie, about the Social Democrats' motion on Wednesday? They're calling for for full public ownership and control of the new hospital. What is Labour's position on that? Will you support the motion?
We want full public ownership of the hospital. We've been talking about this since 2017. The Labour Party leader, Alan Kelly, has been raising this issue for long before I was involved in politics, that we want our National Maternity Hospital to be in public ownership. We do not want there to be any, we want it to be a secular, secular hospital. We don't want any religious doctrine on it. And so we will be, you know, we are fully in support of, you know, the campaign to make our National Maternity Hospital ours. And many of my colleagues have been out on this issue over the past couple of weeks. And as I said, the past couple of years, we are fully in support of making our National Maternity Hospital public, owned by the state, run by the state, funded by the state.
Well, you know what? We'd love some clarity from any of the stakeholders as to why this sale fell through, or why it wasn't fully executed, and why there are still contradictions in public discourse around some of the key questions here. But for the moment, we'll leave it. David Quinn, thank you very much indeed. And Senator Annie Hoey of Labour, thank you as well.